life presents a possibility. Each and every day I heard a calling that was right for me. I prayed for strength for what's ahead of me. Show me. Before me was my enemy.
No tread on me.
He's come to take away my liberty. I'd rather die than be a slave to thee.
Don't change me this way.
They lay dead by me. We hit them hard, we made them pay that day. We hung the traitors from the highest tree.
Mercy from
fight against illegal immigration and defender of the First and Second Amendment rights, straight from the ghetto, the prisoner of South Central, Terry Anderson.
What's with this Terry Anderson guy?
He's articulating the popular rage.
Stupid people of America, good evening. If you ain't mad, you ain't paying attention. This week, folks, history will be made. I know you hear that a lot. You get tired of hearing it. But this week it's true. Not the kind of history that comes and goes on the 6 o'clock news and it's forgotten in a month. No, I'm not talking about that. This is the real kind of history. The kind that goes in the history books and lasts forever. Sounds like hype, doesn't it? Well, you know me better than that. I don't hype nothing. I tell the truth. You may not like it, but it's the truth. And this is the type of history that's the real deal. This week, 1,100 Americans. Americans of all shapes, sizes, colors, heights, weights, races, backgrounds. All of them will converge on Arizona-Mexican border for 1 month to do the job that the weak, understaffed, unmotivated, and handcuffed Border Patrol has not done. That's right. They are going against the wishes of the lawless president and a predominantly lawless Senate and lawless House. If you think I'm wrong about this lawlessness, look at what the Black Caucus has done in the last few weeks. It's gone out on a limb for illegal aliens, trying to legalize them, knowing that their people are being put out of jobs, being put out of communities, being killed in neighborhoods by illegal aliens, but still the stupid Black Caucus goes out of their way to help them. I don't get it. These American volunteers that I talked about, these are regular folks. They will receive no money for their works this week, folks. Volunteers, brave men and women who have decided to do what the government will not do. As co-organizer Chris Simcox of Tucson said, quote, "The message is for President Bush and Congress to remember who they work for," unquote. It seems like the President and Congress has forgotten who they work for. They think they work for themselves and for special interests, but they don't. They work for the American people, those of us who have put them in office, those of us who have voted for them, those of us who have given them money. But they forget. They think that all they have to do is do what they want to do. Pay back those that they owe and forget Mr. and Mrs. America who have sponsored them and put them into power. Well, they're going to remember now because we're going to make them remember. These volunteers are going to monitor the border and report illegal activity. You hear what I'm saying? They're not going there to do vigilante justice. They're going down there to monitor the border and report illegal activity. That is a good thing to do. You would think that the Border Patrol and local law enforcement in Arizona would be ecstatic to get this free and willing help with a problem that is so huge that they claim they cannot stop it. You would think that the President and Congress would applaud the civic spirit and patriotism of these volunteers. Not the case. Uh-uh. No. The dissenters are coming from everywhere now, folks. The Border Patrol's official stance is that they do not need this voluntary assistance. U.S. Congressman Colby, whose district this is in and this will take place in, said Wednesday in Tucson that these volunteers will only, quote, complicate the efforts of the border enforcement as well as the issue of illegal immigration itself. Can you imagine a congressman saying that? Here are Americans. They always say Americans don't want to help. Americans won't be active. And there's no civic pride. And here's Americans who are stepping up nonviolently. And this idiot congressman, Colby, and Colby, you suck. And if you're listening and nobody can tell you that, you're stupid. I hope somebody calls your office and say there's a guy on the radio who says Colby sucks in those words. That's what I want to convey to this man. This man is an idiot. And those of you out there saying, yeah, these politicians are too liberal. Colby's a Republican. He's not a Democrat. He's a I can't even get the words out of my mouth. He's a Republican. That's right. He's one of yours, conservative people. You are the ones who put these idiots in office. And this guy is saying that these volunteers, these civic-minded Americans will only get in the way. The President of the United States, Mr. Bush, George Jr., Jorge to his close pals, called these volunteers, these Minutemen, vigilantes, as did Condoleezza Rice when she told the Mexican government officials that this type of vigilantism would not be tolerated. What she needs to do is go get a makeover. That's what she needs. Stop worrying about these things. Stop calling Americans out of their name. These people are not vigilantes. These are good patriotic folks. This Border Patrol sector has apprehended 110,718 illegal aliens since January 1st. When you consider that only one in five is caught, you have a serious problem in southeastern Arizona. But she, Condoleezza Rice, and her boss will not tolerate Americans sticking their finger in the dike on that border. And that's about what they're going to do. They're going to go down there and try to stop something that should have been stopped years and years ago. They have finally stood up and realized the government won't do it. We got to do it ourselves. That's not vigilanteism. That's activism. That's Americanism. That's what it is. And then there's the ugly head of the ACLU that always rears at times like this. They are saying that they are going to monitor these people to make sure that no civil rights violations occur. I wonder if all these clean hand ACLU lawyers will take a hefty bag and help the Minutemen clean up all the filth and debris that's left by illegal aliens at the border. Because that's what they're going to do. They're going to be down there cleaning up that beautiful area because all of these Pampers and water jugs and human excrement and everything else has been left down there by people who only want to come here and conquer us. I think that'll be kind of hard for these ACL lawyers to do, though, while wearing a $1,000 silk suit and sipping on a cafe mocha latte or whatever the hell else it is that they drink. I think it's going to be tough for them, but I want to see them stand up and be Americans along with our Americans, the Minutemen. For once, Americans have gotten off their sorry butts and done something, and I applaud them. I applaud Jim Gilchrist, and I applaud every American who is going to show up, that's right, show up for their country. It makes you proud, and it lets you know that this country is not gone, it's not lost, it's not hopelessly slipping down the toilet. Our politicians suck. Our leaders do not lead, and our two political parties are mirror images of each other. But America, America itself is alive and well. And that American spirit that built this country and made us what we are today will once again manifest itself this week in Arizona. And the whole world will be watching. This is the Terry Anderson Show on the All-American Radio Network.
Hon, have you figured out the bills yet?
Things have been hard since the baby.
I've been looking for a job. It's just been so difficult with the job market. By the way, I don't think we're going to be able to afford the gym with the rent increase.
I'm heartbroken.
Hey, it bothers me that we can't afford the gym, a house, and a decent neighborhood. I think we should move.
What?
If we moved to Arizona, specifically Phoenix, I hear we could afford a house there.
Whatever, but where are the post-pregnancy craziness?
Actually, that's true. Phoenix is one of the fastest-growing cities. Prices for homes are still affordable, and the job market is excellent. My name is Willa Key, and I am the designated broker of Premier Properties, and have had many years of experience in all areas of residential real estate. I would be so happy to assist you with finding your dream home. Contact me at 602-863-3050 or email at wilyaby2@aol.com.
We'll call 602-863-3050, and so should you.
Hi, I'm Roy Burns, and I'm president of the Association for Los Angeles Deputy Sheriffs. With all the politics surrounding ballot measures claiming to help law enforcement, sometimes we can forget the very real daily acts of heroism by our deputy sheriffs. Almost 2 years ago, Deputy Armand Arevalo was on patrol in Linwood when he observed a suspicious man who turned out to be carrying a .357 Magnum. Rather than submit to a search, the suspect took his own girlfriend hostage and fled on foot. Deputies Hilgendorf, North, and Welch arrived to assist and found the suspect had climbed onto a roof in a residential neighborhood and had opened fire on the deputies and a sheriff's department helicopter. The deputies held their ground, returned fire, and mortally wounded the suspect, who, as it turns out, was a convicted felon on parole. Thanks to the swift and courageous action of these brave and selfless deputies, hardworking families were protected and lives were saved. We owe these deputies a debt of gratitude for a dangerous job well done. I'm Roy Burns. Thanks for listening.
Folks, you know when it's time to refinance your home, the first thing they're going to tell you is you need an appraisal before you get that loan. Where do you get an appraisal? Oh, boy. Don't go to the Yellow Pages. That would be a huge mistake. Call our friends at American Real Estate Appraisals at 818-223-9498. Let me tell you about these people. They're fast, friendly, and professional, and have helped us stay on the air with their sponsorship for quite a while now. They sponsor us. You help them. Everybody loves everybody. Give our good friends at American Real Estate Appraisals a call. They will put more money in your pocket. Give them a call today at 818 818- 818-223-9498. That's 818-223-9498. I want to remind everybody out there that has friends and relatives who cannot hear the sound of our voice, they can hear us live by going to our website. That's theterryandersonshow.com. They can also hear us live on CRN. That's the cable radio network. That's right, folks. CRN radio on your television. Let me welcome all the good folks tonight from WSRO AM 650 in Boston, WAZN AM 1470 Marlboro, West Worcester, Massachusetts, WLTH Gary, Indiana, 1370 AM, KNFX 1100 AM Phoenix, Arizona, the great K-Don, 720 AM Las Vegas, and KGTK 920 AM Seattle, Olympia. Welcome to the Terry Anderson Show. Let me give out that number now. Those who want to call, agree, disagree, curse me out. But don't forget, you get back all that you give and a little bit more. That number is 1-866-870-5752. That's 1-866-870-5752.
And now it's time for the most horriblest clown of the week.
Yes, it is time for the most horriblest clown of the week. And folks, you know, this segment is usually reserved for politicians and civic leaders, but not tonight. Tonight we're giving the honor, or the, should I say, the dishonor to an illegal alien. That's right. This is a broad, her name was Hilda Werner. This is a broad who invaded my country 15 years ago. This is a broad who's been living a dream. A lie. The American dream. A dream that she absolutely has no right to because she's not a legal resident alien and she damn sure ain't an American citizen. The state of Utah is now disallowing driver's licenses to illegal aliens and replacing them with driver privilege cards. That's right. This is a card that's marked in red that says this is not for ID, it's for driving only. This card is used to drive and not for identification outside of a motor vehicle. One of Utah's cherished illegal aliens, Hilda Werner, has said she will return to Mexico City rather than turn in her driver's license. She said she's hurt and frustrated that the state would take away her driver's license, even though she's been, quote, a good person, unquote. How the hell are you going to be a good person, lady, when you in my country illegally, you are violating the law to come here and you're violating the law to stay here? You are crazy. She went on to say that, quote, I have so much dignity. I don't want to get a permission to drive. That's exactly her words, not mine. I feel like I am being put down. You are! And you need to be because you're illegally in my country. Do you get it? Maybe you don't understand. You gotta have papers, lady. You gotta come through the correct channels like thousands of immigrants have done over the years. Since the history of this country, you must have papers. You gotta have a visa, you gotta have a passport, you gotta have the right to be here. And that is why you're being put down as you should. And then she made the statement that infuriated me. Quote, oh God, I used to believe in this country, in the U.S., but not anymore. I don't see a future here, end quote. Good Lord. Utah has issued 95,000 licenses to illegal aliens from 1999 to the year 2000. They have already caught 383 people who have registered to vote and 14 that actually voted in our election and shouldn't be even won. Now, here's a woman that came here and soaked up everything she could get for 15 years, brought three daughters with her. She has used us. She has taken away a job that an American should have had. She has taken away classroom seats that three American children should have. And what do we get back from it? A crying, whining, sniveling broad who now is angry because we're going to take away her license and she's going to leave. I have one word to say to you, Hilda. Bye. See ya, and I wouldn't want to be ya, and don't let the screen door and hit you where the good Lord split you. Get on. That's what I'm saying. You, this week, are the most horriblest clown of the week. Oh, and by the way, if anybody there in Salt Lake City that's listening on KLO 1430 AM, please tell this broad that I defamed her on the radio and told the world what she was. She's a horriblest, horriblest clown of the week. Let us get to our guest now, a gentleman that I have a lot of respect for. He's a hard-working guy, and I just love this guy. He works very hard. We've got Hal Netkin here this evening. Hal, are you on? I'm trying to get the right one. Mike showed it to me, and I messed it up. All right, let's get them all on. Hal, is that you?
Yeah, right here.
All right, buddy. How you doing this evening?
Great, Terry. Thanks for having me on your show.
Hal's got something going, folks. You remember what he did about 4 years ago? Hal went against Villaraigosa. Folks, for those of you who don't know who Antonio Villaraigosa is, a.k.a. Tony Villar, who couldn't pass the bar exam four times, so he decided to be a politician. He's a member of a racist, hate, separatist group, MeCHA. And here's a guy that's trying to be the mayor of the city. And look like if something's not done, he might just do it. I don't like him. I don't like Han either. But I don't like this guy more because of what he stands for. He's from a separatist organization that believes that they should be separate from the rest of us. And I'm saying this to you out here, folks. I don't tell anybody who to vote for, but I'm telling you, this is a dangerous man. And Hal has got a plan that may keep this man from being the mayor of Los Angeles. Tell us about it, Hal.
Okay. Before I do that, Terry, let me play something here. I want to play something that Antonio Villaraigosa told a bunch of prominent Latino politicians. Here we go.
It's not enough to elect Latino leadership. If we're supporting legislation that denies the undocumented driver's licenses, they don't belong in office, friends. They don't belong here.
Now, here's a politician.
Right. Let me say it, Hal. Okay. Here's a guy that wants to make sure Latinos are elected. See, I don't care who represents me as long as they're good. I don't care what race they are. But he doesn't just want Latinos. This guy wants Latinos that will give driver's licenses to illegal aliens. Go ahead, Hal.
Yeah. And what we're doing here in this campaign, Terry, is I've got a voicemail broadcast system that's delivering 2,000 telephone calls to the citizens every day from now until the election, and we're telling the truth about Antonio Villaraigosa. We're directing them to our website, which is www.mayorno.com. Please go to that site when you can, and if you don't have internet capacity, you can call our number, 818-989-9729, and you'll get the story of Antonio Villaraigosa, and we'll even mail you some stuff. Now, if this man gets into office, you can kiss Los Angeles goodbye, because he brings with him his principles, which are give driver's licenses to illegals, matricula cards. He was the mover and shaker to form the Office of Immigration Affairs, which is for illegal aliens. And if he gets into office, that'll be it for he virtually reports to Mexico City. He also conspired with ex-president Cedillo of Mexico who he publicly complimented for helping to defeat Proposition
187. Right, a president from a foreign government coming here. Now, Villaraigosa is an American citizen, born in this country. He is conspiring with foreign governments to get rid of the will of the people. 59% of the people wanted Prop 187, and he went and got a foreign government to help him. That is treasonous, absolutely treasonous, absolutely. Go ahead, Hal.
Did I cut you off?
No.
Go ahead, Hal.
Yeah. And so I'm urging the people. We're trying to what I'm doing now is we're asking the people on a national basis to help us out, because if Los Angeles falls, your city may be next.
That's right.
And what we want to do is run a full-page ad in the Los Angeles Daily News. And if you go to our website, you can see a draft of the ad that we want to run. But we need your help. So please go to mayorno.com. If you don't have internet access, call 818-989-9729.
And let me do something I don't usually do, Hal, but I'm going to do a little quick disclaimer. For those of you who are out here screaming racism, oh, these guys just don't want Villaraigosa because he's a Latino. No, it ain't got nothing to do with that. I don't care what color somebody is. If they're going to serve this country and this city, I'm all for them. Hal is
married to a lady from Mexico. I know you don't mind me saying
no,
that.
No, of course not.
Hal is married to a lady from Mexico. He goes to Mexico. He goes down to the little small town that she's from and does work. This man is not a racist. This man is against anybody who is against us. And I say us, I mean Americans, including Hal's wife and every American of every color, race, creed, background. It doesn't matter. If you're an American, you're not going to go for somebody that reports to a foreign country and gets a foreign government to come in here and circumvent the will of the people. And that's what this man has done. This man has made statements. I remember seeing a video of this guy one time during some type of celebration. And when they were playing the national anthem of this country, he was milling around talking to people. But as soon as they played the national anthem of Mexico, he stood at attention and put his hand over his heart. Now, this guy is an American citizen born in this country, but his allegiance is not to this country. His allegiance is south of here. Now, a Mexican who has allegiance to Mexico, that's great, because they're Mexicans. They're supposed to have allegiance to their country, but not an American. And he can have a love of the country that his roots came from. That's fine. But do not circumvent the will of American people with the help of a Mexican president. That's wrong.
And Antonio Villaraigosa wants a college tuition. He was an assemblyman and the speaker of the California Assembly. So this guy is a seasoned politician. He also promised his constituency, he's a councilman now, he promised his constituency that he wouldn't run for mayor, but now he claims that he could break that promise because the same constituency asked him to run for mayor. But I just found out that he's running, just in case he doesn't make mayor, he's trying for the Senate, California Senate.
He's going to cover it all.
Yeah, he's got it all covered. He's got a backup plan.
Tell us what you want us to do, Hal.
Well, I'd like people to help us with contributions so we can get enough money to run this full-page ad. It'll cost thousands of dollars to do, and we need your help. You can donate online. We're all set up online, mayorknow.com. You can do it rather than give you all the information, the address and all that, call 818-989-9729, and you will be given instructions of how you can donate with a check.
One more time, Hal.
Okay. MayorKnoll.com to donate online, or even if you want to donate by mailing, you can still go to MayorKnoll.com. But if you don't have Internet access, dial 818-989-9729.
All right, Hal, I want to thank you for coming on. We are going to be running Hal's commercials on the show starting next week. So those of you who didn't get it, you can hear it here. We're going to really lay this out. This is Hal's deal. It's not mine. But I like what he's doing because I don't like Villaraigosa for what he is. Not that he's a Hispanic. I don't like him for what he is. This is a guy that has conspired with a foreign nation. That is treasonous. And any time that happens, I don't want that guy being my mayor. I don't care what color he is. And let me do one more little slight disclaimer. You bring me a Hispanic guy, a guy whose roots are in Nigeria or Iceland or Greenland or the moon, who tells me he wants to fix illegal immigration, he wants a fair country that is colorblind with no diversity. We don't want any diversity here. We want all Americans. No diversity. No multiculturalism. One culture, the American culture. We don't want anybody in this country who's going to go against that. I don't care what color you are, what race you are, but I want you to be an American. That's the race we're going to be. That's the culture, the custom that we're going to have. We're going to be Americans. Bring me anybody that's for that, and I'm for him. I don't care what race or color. I don't care if he's 4 foot tall or 10 feet tall. I don't care if he weighs 500 pounds. If he talks the right talk, I'm for him. Race matters not to me. But this man thinks only in terms of race, and that's what angers me.
These are the critical years for us as a Latino community. We're in the state of transition, and that transformation is called the browning of America. Latinos are now becoming the majority. Because I know the time and history is on the side of the Chicano Latino community. It is changing in the future and in the present the balance of power of this nation. It's a game of power. Who controls it? You are like the generals that command armies. We're in a state of war. This Proposition 187 is a declaration of war against the Latino Chicano community in this country. They know the demographics. They know that history and time is on our side as one community, as one people, as one nation within a nation, as a community that we are, the Chicano Latino community of this nation. What this means is a transfer of power. It means control.
You're listening to the...
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Can we talk?
Can we talk?
Can we talk about gun control?
Gun control?
Seems like it should work, doesn't it?
It should work.
You'd think so. Yeah.
Pass the right laws.
Pass the right laws.
And you can disarm the criminals.
You disarm them.
That's the idea.
But the problem is...
The problem?
Criminals don't obey the law.
They don't obey the law.
That's true.
After all, they're criminals.
They're criminals.
Criminals. They'll always find a way to get guns.
No matter how many laws you pass.
Which means...
Which means they still have guns.
They still have guns. While the rest of us...
The rest of us?
The rest of us are just left defenseless.
Americans who own guns, people like you and me, prevent over 1 million violent crimes every year. Get the facts on gun control. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews, as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour,
$15 for 2 hours,
and $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
.org. That's 1-800-786-4726 or CAPS, CAPSWEB.org. If you're worried about your Second Amendment rights, check this out.
Do you know that guns prevent an estimated 2.5 million crimes a year, or 6,849 every day? Often the gun is never fired and no blood, including the criminals, is shed. Fact, of the 2.5 million annual self-defense cases using guns, more than 7.7%, that's 192,500, are by women defending themselves against sexual abuse. This is Sherry Crawford, Director of Marketing for Liberty Bells, an organization committed to defending the Second Amendment. We'd like to invite you to join the cause. Become a coordinator in your state, learn to shoot, or have a Liberty Bells table at a gun show in your area. You can do your part in whatever way you choose to help carry the message. If you have more money than time, we welcome your financial contribution. We are an all-volunteer, nonprofit, grassroots organization dedicated to preserving your Second Amendment rights. Get active. For more information, including the 10 ways you can help support the Second Amendment, visit our website, libertybells.org, B-E-L-L-E-S.
As you know, our troops are risking their lives to fight the war against terrorism. But even as we wage war on the Middle East terrorist network, there's another group headquartered only a few miles from the World Trade Center wreckage that is actively working to keep us from winning this war. It's called the United Nations. Yes, the United Nations. The UN supports the principal sponsors of terrorism, nations such as Syria, which just weeks after the September 11th attack was voted onto the UN Security Council by an overwhelming majority. Want to know more? Call 1-800-527-USA1 for a free information packet. You'll be amazed at what you read. Get the U.S. out of the United Nations. Call toll-free 1-800-527-USA1. That's 1-800-527-USA1. Or on the web, go to getusout.org.
Folks have heard me talk about the trip to Washington, D.C., the hold their feet to the fire, as you will. Remember that? Roger Hedgecock from San Diego, KOGO, is organizing that. Yeah, I'm going, folks. I'm going to Washington, D.C. But when in Washington, we got a very important event that's going to take place. Now, to take the message to the doorstep, to the source of the problem, the folks at the American Resistance have decided to begin the Washington Lobbying Week with a good old-fashioned peaceful protest rally at the White House. Yeah, that White House. The American people's house where the president is just leasing for a couple of years. We own that. That's our stuff there. Well, guess what? On April 25th this year, the American Resistance will hold a 3-hour, that's 9 a.m. Eastern Time till noon, demonstration of what poll after poll shows to be the majority of the American people's opinion of the president's amnesty proposal guest worker program. That's a mouthful. Let me tell you something, folks. They're going to show up in force out there, and they're going to be there to show the president that they ain't having it, and that he sucks, and that his proposal sucks, and that Karl Rove sucks. But they're going to do it in a peaceful, respectful manner. They also want to mention that the unsecured borders that allow the millions into our nation who are lowering our wages, suffocating our social services, and changing our grandfather's America into a dual-language country, the citizen's last image of the very environment that the illegals flee. This is an important thing, folks. They're going to call it Introduce the President to the Citizens Morning. So I'm inviting all of you to be in front of the White House at 9 p.m. Eastern on April the 25th of this year for the American Resistance Rally. I will be there. All right, let's get to the phones, folks. We're going to take them one at a time. I'm going to take my good buddy Zony first. Zony, what do you hear? What do you say, buddy?
Oh, thank you very much.
But before you start, yeah. I did a little piece on you one night. I don't know if you were listening that night and heard me talk about you. It's been about a month and a half ago.
And I do respect that.
Well,
I really appreciate it because I think you are a very reasonable
well,
person.
And I just want to go over this one more time before you make your point. I'm going to give you some time. But let me just say this. I saw Zony on TV, folks, and he was at a meeting, and he was knocking the matricular card. He was telling them they should not take it. It was the county supervisors. Am I right, Zony?
Yes, because he's not my friend anymore. I think the general counsel of Mexico here in the city of Los Angeles was present that day. And I really got upset when I see all these government officials doing that instead of fixing the problem
Absolutely.
With immigration in our regional countries. I was so upset with him.
And it showed. It showed that you were upset. But I just want to applaud you on the air to people. I was very proud of you that night.
Well, you know what I mean?
I saw that. I really was.
It didn't matter if it was the general counselor from Japan or
Doesn't
from
matter.
England, but it may make me really upset that it was a Hispanic diplomat, you know, getting paid so much money for doing this thing with the matricular consular instead
right.
of solving the problem where the problem is.
I agree.
But now, you know,
go ahead, Zony.
I call for one reason, Terry,
right.
and I disagree with the guy who was knocking, and I respect you, whatever you think about Antonio Villaraigosa. You know,
right.
I'm a Republican. I'm a moderate Republican. I'm supporting him, not only because he's Latino. He changed through the years. Hello?
Yeah.
You cannot really trust in a politician, but it was a case 8 months ago when he gave an interview to Adelphia Cable Network, and I agree with him on what he say. He is totally against what I'm against, the employers who hire the illegal immigrants.
Put me in there, too. I am totally against that also.
And he Antonio, I think if you want to, I'll find a time. I can talk to your producer, and Antonio, I'm pretty sure he can come to the show, and you can interview him.
I would love to.
You know,
let me say this again about Antonio Villaraigosa Lozoni. You, what I saw you stand up and say in front of the Board of Supervisors, you will never hear him make those statements. He is for the matricular card, and he will never speak against illegal immigration. He will only speak against it from the angle of employer sanctions. He will never speak against the illegal alien himself.
Well, there is a division now. There is a division between, you know, that the special interest, and you know that we the Republicans call that the labor unions. You know, the labor unions are not supporting him, and you can see that, you know, it's very difficult for a person like that, even with Gil Cedillo. Gil Cedillo is not with him because his mentality is totally different like it was before, you know, but,
right.
You know, for him to come out and say, hey, I'm totally against this now, he wouldn't have the endorsement that he's getting at this moment.
Well,
you know?
I agree with you there. He's got to play his game in his community, and his people there want a certain thing said from him. But for me, for my money, and Zoni, I respect you. You have all the right in the world to endorse Mr. Villaraigosa. I don't.
Yeah, I understand.
I think he is bad for this country, and I'm telling you, he is for illegal immigration. He's just against the employer. He's not really against employers. That's his way of standing up and making it look like he's against illegal immigration.
And the city of L.A., would you think that we're going to get better with Han? I don't think so.
No, I don't like Han either. I don't like either one.
So
But Zoni, well, I'll go along with that. You remember when the presidents ran? I did not like Bush, and I also didn't like Kerry. I don't like either one of them, and I know it's an either-or situation, and you have to choose, but I won't choose either one. I wouldn't vote for either one of them.
But if you allow it, you know, I can find and make arrangements so Antonio can come to you and you can talk to him.
I would love it.
And, you know, we can have a reasonable conversation.
I will treat him with the utmost respect. I will let him answer calls from the callers. I will treat him like I treat any other guests on here. I will not beat him up. I give you my word of honor.
And you know me, I'm totally against illegal immigration.
I know you are, Zoni.
The ones who are here legally are getting so much burden because of this. You know, when I go to apply for a job, you know, if I want to have benefits, if I want to make, let's put an example, $12 an hour, which is not that much, but if they have 20 people who are there faking documents, common sense, you know, the employer is not going to hire me.
And let me ask you a question, Zoni, from an immigrant point of view.
Yes.
What has happened to the wages of the average American, both immigrant and non-immigrant? What has happened to American wages because of illegal aliens?
Going to the toilet.
There you go. Because when you've got a glut of cheap labor, what do you think is going to happen? The wages are going to go down.
The reason why you saw me the other day in front of the Board of Supervisors is because it's going to happen. Believe me, Terry, we will make it happen. We want all the governments from Latin America, all the governments from wherever they come from, Europe, to be responsible for their citizens. You know, I never heard Vicente Fox over there in Texas with President Bush saying, hey, we're going to take at least 70% of what our citizens are spending in the United States. You know, it is really a shame. And you know, last year, $36 billion were sent to Mexico only from here to over there.
And Tony, let me say this.
I said billion, not million.
No, billion. Do you know that the Irish now are petitioning the politicians in the state of Massachusetts for an amnesty because there's so many... Oh, I'm serious. Because there's so many illegal aliens in the state of Massachusetts from Ireland. There's thousands of them from Brazil. The state of Indiana has a problem with Polish illegal... I mean, they're coming from all over the world, and it's sad that our government...
You know, what is happening on this is, again, the employers. And I agree, at least we start with Walmart. I'm not going to make any commercials for them because I'm not supporting what Walmart is doing, but at least we can say now that the federal government, DHS, Department of Homeland Security, ICE, they have no excuse. They know good employers.
No excuse. I agree.
Talk to them with them almost daily, and please give up that number. I call them whenever I can. You know, the 1-866, I think it's DHS something, that you can call them and report them when you see an employer doing that. Because they are federal employers. You know, they're making good money. They're getting a lot of benefits.
Yep.
And you know, I don't want those employers not to do anything.
I don't either, Zoni, and I want to thank you. I got to move on,
Terry,
buddy.
Thank you so much.
I want to thank you for speaking up for America that day, though. I really do.
I don't mind.
Whether you and I agree on Villaraigosa is irrelevant. The things I heard you say that day, I was proud of.
Can I talk to your producer, please?
Absolutely. Hold on. I'm going to put you on hold, and my screener will get your information. Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. All right, let's go to Ben calling from Lawndale, California. Ben, what do you hear? What do you say?
Terry, thank you and your screener for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
It's becoming increasingly clear that we live in a fascist judicial dictatorship that evidently even tells the president and our Congress what they cannot do, whether it's illegal aliens or anything else. And unlike what Republican talk show hosts like Laura Ingraham claim, they run both parties, because I understand this Judge Greer, who handled the Terry Schiavo case, is a Bush-appointed Republican, as is this guy, was it Corby you're talking about in Arizona?
Colby? Yeah, he's a congressional representative.
Yeah, he's a Bush-appointed Republican, so it don't matter which one, whether you get Republicans or Democrats in there, they're the same. What I'd like to suggest to your supporters, I suggest do not break their dictatorial rules if you can help it. When you go to Washington and the police tell you to move, move. But because that's what the judicial fascists want us to do. Make them contradict their own dictatorial rules. And
absolutely.
Thank you for the great job you do. Maybe you ought to run against Maxine Waters also in closing.
I don't want to be a politician. I'd have to rub elbows with those nasty people. But, Ben, thank you so much for the call. I appreciate it, buddy. Take care. Let's go to Ron calling from Orange, California. Ron, what do you hear? What do you say?
Terry, first of all, I just want to thank you so much for being on Easter. To the people out there, you know what? Jen and I have met Jim Gilchrist several times. This man is not a racist.
No, he's a good guy.
A lot of people may want to say this man is a good, kind-hearted American individual. Also, I would like to say, you know what? We're not from L.A. County. We live in Orange County. But we still contributed to this great, great cause, MayorNo.com. Anyone out there, whether you're from North Carolina all the way to L.A. County, people, please, I would encourage you, contribute to MayorNo.com. Again, we were at the last CCIR meeting. We heard Hal speak. People, I can tell you, we met the man. We heard him speak. This is a good American.
Hal's a good guy.
Good guy. I truly believe, I wouldn't be saying this, he wants the best for America and LA.
And he works very hard at it, too.
Absolutely. So I would encourage anyone listening to us right now, please, whether it's some change, whether it's a few dollars, please contribute this. Again, we live in Orange County. We contributed. I truly believe that what happens in L.A. County, it will affect not just Orange County. It will affect everyone.
All right, Ron.
State to state.
Thanks for the call, buddy. I got a full board. Take care. My best to Jen. All right, let's go to Steve calling from Las Vegas, Nevada. Steve, what do you hear? What do you say?
Yeah, good evening, Terry.
Good evening, sir.
I met you when you were over here, I think, in February?
I believe so.
Yeah, thank you so much for coming over.
It was my pleasure.
I just met a gentleman. Hopefully he's listening tonight. I told him about your show and at the health club the other day, I made a bet with him. It seemed like he was probably law enforcement background. He told me that the upcoming operation over in Arizona, April 1st, everyone who goes to that is going to be arrested.
Yeah, I don't believe that.
I'm betting that they wouldn't be.
Yeah, I'll take that bet, too.
And I'm going to turn all the winnings over to you, plus what I would lose.
Well,
I got that coming next time you get here.
I appreciate it, Steve. Let me tell you something. The eyes of the world will be on this. I don't think they can get away with that one. This is a bunch of people who are doing not only the will of the people of the United States of America, but they're also doing what the government won't do. So I think the government's in a pretty strange position here and won't attack them. But we'll see.
Mark is going to give us updates, and I hope that everyone over in California is going to do the same. I told him, I said, they won't, because if one person got arrested, he'd be replaced by 20 or 30.
Yep, you're right. We'll see. All right, Steve, thanks for the call, buddy.
Good luck, guys.
You take care. All right, let's go to Cliff calling from Pasadena. Cliff, what do you hear? What do you say?
Well, Terry, I'll tell you what. I don't know. First, let me give you some breaking news. The MSN gang has been issued orders. This is coming out on Newsweek, to target the Minutemen group down on the border and teach them a lesson.
Yeah.
That's breaking out of Newsweek magazine.
That I don't think is going to happen either, but, you know.
But anyway, what I called about is, and I took the bar exam myself this past year, and one of the questions verbatim was, an immigration question if INS issues a directive that local law enforcement must ask within 40 miles of the border immigration status, is that constitutional? I didn't know the answer. I just said yes, because but it has made the bar exam.
Right.
But what I'm
That's
talking
good.
About tonight, Terry, is this. Tonight, an American citizen is lying in a hospital being forcibly starved to death by a judicial court order. 5 years ago, an illegal alien, Alien Gonzalez, they sent federal marshals in to take him out, despite a court order. We are in a time when judicial rogues in black robes, run the country. The Constitution of the United States, the Constitution of Florida, the Constitution of California gives the chief executives, gives Congress the ability to protect life and liberty. But a rogue judge has decided an innocent woman who is not an illegal alien, an American citizen, must die.
Well, you
this
know,
is an outrage.
Well, you know,
this
Cliff,
is not just something to snuff it, off.
Let me give you another one. Last week, the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals decided that, decided that a person who was here illegally, they had committed a crime and was supposed to be deported. And the guy was born of Mexican parents in Mexico. But the father came here and married an American woman. Do you know they let that guy stay here because his stepmother was an American, and he had come to know her as his real parent, so therefore they let him stay here based on that. That is what judges are doing. All of the things you mentioned are happening. The especially the Ninth Circuit are the worst. We have got to get rid of these judges. We have got to get some better judges. People told me, well, that's why we elected Bush, because we didn't want Kerry to appoint liberal judges. Well, you know what? The ones Bush and his daddy appointed ain't much better. Come on, give me a break. Some of the Reagan judges suck. You know what I mean? So you never know what you're going to get. I got to go, Cliff. I got a full board. But I appreciate you calling, buddy. Call me again. Thank you, sir. Let's go to D.A. King calling from Atlanta, Georgia. D.A., what do you hear? What do you say? Not much time.
Terry, you're doing great work.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it
very much. Listen, I was just going through some old newspaper articles, and I realized that in November of 2001, right after the horror of 9/11, the president was urging citizens to form neighborhood watches and to use their citizenship skills to try and secure the homeland. And I find it outrageous that he has labeled Jim Gilchrist and the Minutemen as vigilantes now.
You know what it is, D.A.? It's embarrassment. Jim and the Minutemen have embarrassed the president and the Congress of the United States. They have sat idle for so long, the American people said, okay, guess what? You won't do it, we'll do it. And that embarrasses them and makes them look stupid.
Well, it does. And keep on going, Terry. We're going to take that message directly to the president's residence next month. And I'll see you there.
We talked about your rally already, and we're going to pitch it again every week until we get there, because I think it's an important part of the whole event.
Thank you, buddy. Keep on doing the good work.
Take care, D.A. All right, buddy. Let's go to Evelyn calling from Irvine, California. Ev, what do you hear? What do you say? Not much time.
Hi, Terry. I want to say a few words of Antonio Villaraigosa. I think he's got Zoni snookered into believing that he's against employing illegal aliens. And all the time that Antonio has been on the city council, how many times has he called the DA of L.A. County, Cooley, telling him to go after employers that hire illegals like...
I have that figure right here, Ev. It's, zero.
Zero, like John Morganelli is doing in Pennsylvania.
There you go.
Zoni, do not believe Antonio, not one word he says.
Okay.
That's it.
Thanks for the call, Ev. Take care. Let's go to Pete calling from Tarzana, California. Pete, what do you hear? What do you say? Not much time, buddy. Hello, Pete. All right. Pete's not there. Let's go to Olin calling from Culver City. Olin, what do you hear? What do you say? Olin's not there either. Olin, what do you hear? What do you say?
Well, yesterday on the Tammy Bruce show, she said that these border Minutemen are really undocumented Border Patrol agents.
I'll go with that one. That makes sense. I like it.
Yeah, I did too. I wanted to let you know.
Yeah, that's a good one. I heard that from somebody else. But you know what, Olin, in this PC world we live in, it fits. It fits perfectly.
Yeah, it does.
It really does.
Yeah, it really works.
Thanks for that, buddy.
Thank you.
Take care. Let's see if Pete is there. Pete, are you there? Pete, going, gone. You know what, folks? I got a couple of pieces of mail here I want to read you real quick. I try to get to this mail every week, but I never do. I'm going to start this one, see if I can get it done. This is from an actual listener. The American people must come to grips with the fact that President Bush is selling us out. We have just had 4 years of President Bush, 8 years of Clinton, 4 more years of Bush 41. That's 16 years of traitor presidents. Stop and think how many illegals have entered our country in those 16 years and how many billions of stolen U.S. tax dollars have been handed over to them. Bush is in bed with our enemy. Bush took an oath on the Bible to enforce all the laws and the Constitution of the United States. He has allowed up to 10,000 illegal aliens to enter our country every day. This is an actual invasion. Many are criminals, disease-infected, and terrorists. Everyone that refuses to face the fact that about President Bush will be jointly responsible for the next terrorist attack on our country. Bush is breaking the law by allowing them to enter our country without permission, and by allowing them to stay here, he is harboring criminals. President Bush is also a traitor. Now, my words, this is a letter I got from a listener, so don't email me. Bush, I agree with it, though. Bush is also a traitor and is guilty of treason. This makes Bush a criminal. He must be impeached. Impeachment is the only thing that's going to get his attention and make him do the will of the people. Definitions of traitor and treason in the Webster's New Universal Unabridged Dictionary. Traitor: one who betrays, to hand over, deliver, one who betrays his country, causes, friends, etc. This is treason. Violation of the allegiance owed to one's sovereign state, betrayal of one's country. The Constitution of the United States, Article 3, Section 3, declares that treason against the United States shall consist only in levying war against them or in adhering to their enemies, giving them aid and comfort, any betraying, treachery, breach of faith, or betrayal of trust. President Bush also refuses to enforce the U.S. Constitution, Article 4, Section 4, which clearly states our government is supposed to protect this country from invasion. Any person that supports an open border policy is spitting on the graves of our combat veterans that fought and died for this country. Bush must be impeached. It's signed Frank. Great, great letter, folks. I've got tons of them. I want to read them on the air. We never have any time. Let's go to Joe calling from Oregon. Not much time. Joe, what do you hear? What do you say?
Hey, I'll say it real quick. Folks, what Terry just said is true. We have nothing but treason running this country, and it started really not only with Wilson but President FDR, and people just don't know. I beg all of you out there that have an IQ above a mosquito to go to Google on your internet or at the library and type in preface, like in the preface of a book, culture of critique. Just type in preface, culture of critique.
Gotta go, Joe.
We'll have an answer to why we're facing this treason.
Thanks for the call, buddy.
Talking about. God bless you.
All right, folks, sorry to cut you off, Joe. We had to go. I want to remind everybody, this week with the swings, this week we have the Real ID Act on steroids, and This Won't Hurt. Two good columns this week on the swings. Go to our website. Don't forget tonight, Sunday Night Folk with Jimmy K and Jeff. I want to thank Mike Reed, Engineer Deluxe, for handling the show, and my good buddy Mel for taking your calls tonight. And I want to remind everybody, we need your help to stay on the air. Please send your donations to the Terry Anderson Show, 3940 Laurel Canyon Boulevard, number 643, Studio City, California, 91604. We still have some calendars, folks, but they are going fast. Do not put them on eBay. I will come after you. I want to remind you of those three websites we talk about every week, folks. Don't forget ours. That's the TerryAndersonShow.com. And don't forget our good buddy, Juan Man at DeportAliens.com. And for the up-to-date information on the illegal alien invasion, go to Glenn Spencer's webpage, AmericanPatrol.com. This is Terry Anderson for the All-American Radio Network saying we will be back again next week, as usual, attempting to articulate the popular rage. Good night, folks.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour.
$15 for 2 hours.
And $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting. 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
You're listening to RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network. RBN.